Pat Johnston, I heard in your sports, and I'm trying to make heads and tails of this. So the NFL announces a refund policy for all the teams themselves, for people who buy directly from the team, I get.
Yeah.
And then for the secondary ticket sales, like Ticketmaster and SeatGeek, for example, they're going to make full refunds.
Yes.
StubHub, however, endearing itself to the fans, no doubt, says, well, unless the state laws tell us so, you're screwed.
Right.
That's basically what they're saying.
That is what they're saying, yeah. I don't
get that.
I don't either, but, I mean, maybe they believe that their name is good enough that it will last. It doesn't matter.
Because if I'm going through StubHub and I end up wanting to get a refund and I don't, why am I going to use StubHub again?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I don't get that either. I just don't understand. But at the same time, I really wouldn't be buying tickets anywhere right now. I'd be waiting.
Mm, that's a good point. Although maybe somebody have already purchased one.
Well, that's true.
It just seemed like that was the wrong.
I'm with you. Right.
Okay. I want to make sure I wasn't hearing something that I was missing or trying to figure out here.
I didn't understand that. It didn't seem like that was a very good PR move on their point.
Strange strategy.
Yeah.
And knowing that state, I'd have to read. Of course, nobody ever reads the end. There's probably something in that, you know, before you purchase, please click here to say that you've read and understand the the rules. But nobody does that.
Nobody does that. They write them that way.
Fine print.
So there's probably a clause in there that says, due to whatever circumstances, we are not responsible for a refund. Mm-hmm. And they're going to stand up to that. That's what it sounds like, anyway.
Yeah.
Unless the state tells them otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, required by state law. So each individual state would have to do so. It's not like it could be. I wonder if some kind of federal law could come under play in that.
Good question.
You know, it's sort of like credit cards, too. When you sign up for credit cards, it's the laws of the state in which they're incorporated. You know, it's so. Thank you, lawyers. Complicated.
Again, it just, you know, I was taken aback by that when so many companies, which it's difficult, I know, for a lot of companies to do because of, you know, it could be survival for some of that to return all this stuff. Mm. But in the face of what we're facing, the proper thing would be.
Right. Well, I'm still, I don't know if amazed is the word I should be using, but got to give the NFL credit that they are still full steam ahead at the moment. At the moment. That's how they're marketing it. They're unveiling their schedules tomorrow. And saying that they're going to start the season on time as of right now.
We'll
see. But I still am going on the record that we are more likely to have NFL football than college football this fall.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
Right.
All right. Well, tomorrow we'll look forward to hearing what the Lions are going to be doing over the 2020 season and see what kind of schedule awaits us.
Yeah.
We know what they're going to be doing.
What's that?
They're going to be sitting home watching the Super Bowl.
Well, there you go. All early right. prediction.
We got our prediction.
Pretty safe one.